You are now in tune with the Mix Company podcast, starring P-Man, Dame, and Case.
There we go with that fuckery.
Oh yeah.
Like we always do about this time.
Yeah. And I say,
yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Hello, hello. Mixed Company in the place to be, the new place to be. How y'all doing, boys? What's happening, y'all? Mixed Company in the house. Yeah. His neck hurt.
Yeah. His neck hurt, boss.
His neck hurt. What's up, Dave? Your neck don't feel good? Aw. His neck hurt. What's wrong with it? Acting like a sucker. Yo, bitch ass.
Yo, what's up, my people? This is your man, Case, man. You know how we do Mix Nuts in the house.
Yeah, in the new house. Yeah, we in here. Yo, don't be like that, Dave. What's going on, man? Love the love is love. Appreciate all that support. Everything. The last little thing we had out there.
Rookies. Last live show. Live show was
nice.
Fire.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time.
So what's up, Dan?
Great way to end the first year. Won't see no more live shows about 2022.
Yeah, I don't like the way you look at that. You got that look like you want to just get it in.
No, I'm just being attentive.
Ooh.
Oh,
attentive. Big words are using. Okay. So
you go words.
I went to a little what do you call them? The it's not a happy hour. It's a the brunch thing or whatever.
Gay bar.
Nah, oh, see, he wrong.
Wait, is it a brunch or is it a happy hour?
It was kind of a little bit of both.
A happy hour brunch.
Yeah, something to that effect.
Right, proceed.
Yeah, and they had some cats in there drinking and all this other shit, trying to be all uppity and drunk and shit. It remind me of our days, man. I mean, what's up, Dave? I mean.
Yeah, our days.
Our drinking days. Our back in the day, clubby, drunk, you know.
Day, I still drink.
You know, when
my day ain't over. Don't try to condemn me, motherfucker.
Nah, what I'm saying is, when we as a crew, when we went out.
Or heavier drinking days. I got it.
Yeah, the real get down days. When we was drinking, when we all were drinking. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So that reminded me of, you know, I looked at some of these people and they were looking at each other and it kind of made me. What did you used to think? How you used to drink?
Or how you viewed yourself as a drunk?
Yeah, I couldn't get that out. I was fucked up, right?
I was just guessing what you were trying to say.
I got tongue up. This is shit, tongue up. That's some new shit, too. So, let's start with you, Dame. How do you perceive you? How did you see yourself back then as a, you know?
Back then, I had three different versions.
Here we go.
I like that.
Wait, okay, bust a move.
So we had the fucking over the top, no holds barred thing.
No, my God.
That's when you're super drunk and you don't know how you got that drunk.
Did you consider yourself a shitty drunk, a cool drunk?
Nah. I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
See,
tell me.
Over the top thing where you just get stupid drunk and then everything is a game to you.
Okay.
It's like remember I chased you at the burrito spot.
Nah, that was me.
That was him.
That was me.
One of you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I was very impressed because I considered myself back then in very great shape and pretty damn fast. This 6'8 motherfucker was on my ass bloodhound. I felt like a runaway slave and shit.
It was
I said, I'm just gonna throw the afterburners on this nigga. He ain't do shit. I hit my nitro. That nigga hit his nitro. Shit, that nigga still on my ass. Like, oh shit.
Turn on the turbo and shit. Definitely.
Yeah, that thing. This game still exists. Everything is just wild funny to me.
Okay, giggly goofy.
I ain't got to be drunk for shit to be funny. But
right.
It's even 10 times worse.
Okay. Okay.
Everything is really fucking funny.
All right.
And then it's, don't attack me, Dan.
I'll give you that
some
one.
Some slick shit.
I definitely contest that.
I'm going to pull out the fucking every thing I could think of.
I seen that shit.
Once you get that
motherfucker, that shit, you can't pull that motherfucker back.
I'll give you that one.
I have no control of that motherfucker.
I get very clear minded when that name is out, and I feel like
there's a couple people we saw bit the dust on that one. They were trying, you know, don't poke the bear.
Yeah, don't poke the bear.
And that shit was brutal.
It's really bad.
I mean, okay. We're going to come back to you because we're going to critique what you just said. But what's up with you, Weave? How you see yourself?
Let's see.
How you saw yourself? Or whatever
back
you
then, Try to drink heavy. That's what we all do.
Of course.
Now, you know how some motherfuckers get drunk and they want to fight? Or some motherfuckers get drunk and they can't talk. They start slurring and shit.
It's lousy drunk.
Well, drinking always made me want to get some ass, for one thing.
For one thing.
And the drunker I got,
the more ass you want.
The smoother my tongue got. The more
silver tongue. Silver tongue.
To the point where if I was like blackout drunk, I might have said something to a girl's ear that I don't even remember what I said, but it was flowing like pure poetry.
AKA the rum.
I'm talking Shakespeare meets Steven Spielberg.
Don't let that Chico come out.
Well, oh yeah, I had a set. Along with my smooth tongue, I had three sets of artists that I needed to be played in my Rolodex.
Yeah, it was Pound Town when you heard this shit.
Chico the Barge.
Pound Town. Bah, bah,
bah, bah, long time no see. Look that up. If you ain't never heard it before, you better get on that shit.
That was Pound Town.
Your life.
Don't get on it while you by yourself.
Not by yourself. You might have some. You might stop feeling yourself.
Okay, so.
And also, Jodeci, Diary of a Madman. I put that junk on Alexa now. I start feeling a certain way.
Oh my God.
And what my other shit?
Okay, I like that.
That Drew Hill. But anyway, yeah.
The dragon came out?
Yeah, the dragon, boy.
He dragged your ass out.
There's some
streamers,
man. Everybody remember, tell me now. Some songs is whack. They had some B-side shit that'll get you going. But yeah, the drunk I got, the more trouble my mouth got me into.
You were silver tongue, basically.
I don't start slurring or getting belligerent. I get better. I think my mind is focused that it balances the alcohol intake to the vocabulary. And somehow it's this dial that just.
Okay, I like that.
It's a crazy thing, man.
For me, I thought I was a little less comedy. I wasn't so much jokey. It was more like, okay, all right, cool. You know what I mean? Just, yeah, right on. I didn't have much of a huge sense of a humor. You know what I mean?
Sense of a humor.
A sense of a humor.
I don't have the sense of the humor.
I don't have a sense of the humor.
You know what I mean? I ain't gonna lie, though. I ain't a motherfucker that want to fight, but I am less tolerant to bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. We get to drinking and shit.
I ain't as tolerable to bullshit as I am when I'm sober.
You become way more fucking peaceful.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yeah. You're a lame slide ass nigga when you get drunk. Like, it's all right. Like when Keep choked my man out over the chain.
Oh, yeah. We ain't throwing no names out, but Keep choked a dude. Gums.
He's like, yo, come on, Keep. Like, give him a bath.
Yeah.
Over your money.
Think he's trying to rob you.
Yeah. I was in there laying back, just relaxing, like, yo, who cares, man? He took my money and shit. Keep's like, nah, man, fuck that. And Keep actually choked this
one. My good old girl got burrito.
Allegedly.
No,
we got burrito, too. You trying to be the peacemaker.
Oh, word. When old girl got slapped with the big, what was that? Carne asada.
You were trying to piece that out?
Yeah.
I knew the dude. I didn't want no parts of that.
I was just like, that's unnecessary.
He was like, come on, man. Like,
I was like, wow. But yeah, I'm that's fair to say. I'm not giggly and goofy.
When you get drunk.
I think for you, Dave, you look like you want to boogie more. You start getting your shoulders going.
Yeah, Dave won't get to boogie when he got drinking. The drinks, that nigga will get on the floor.
Yeah,
he's
sitting there like,
That damn sleeper shit. Always doing it again, clear that shit. Be dying shit.
That's fair to say, right?
That's fair to say. He will definitely get his boogie. I was talking about that. Yo, don't get it twisted. That big motherfucker could dance.
That's fucking. Fuck
the
misconception.
Like,
you think I can't dance?
Like, that is true. Why do you think I'm tall? That got no coordination, right?
Yeah, you can boogie. I saw damn good. He cut a rug. Damn good cut a rug.
I'll be right, though. Motherfuckers get tall, motherfucker. Like, they all shocked when he can dance. Like, they see an elephant balancing on one foot and shit.
I'm scared from a wedding. I get off the dance floor, they go to Keith, like, he really can?
Yeah, it's like, oh my God. Bless his heart. The big dude can move. Like, oh my God. I'm like, nah, they can dance and shit. I'm like, okay.
What does that have to do with rhythm?
I'm like, okay. And then for you, Keith, if I had to say, I say, yeah, you become mad cool.
Word, like you need an ass guy.
I mean, mad cool. Keith is the coolest when he's drunk. I mean, the most smoothest. Wow. It don't matter what. I mean, we can have cops up the ass. He is still level-headed, smooth.
Keith
just
drink with his pinky out.
Word. He that dude. You know what I mean? Keith just be
that
like, yo.
That potion start taking over my inner being.
I ain't never been. I mean, he been. We call him Lucky Charms for a reason. But there's been plenty of times we've been behind. You know, the man was behind us. And Keith just be. I'm like, uh-oh, dude. Oh, man. We about to get pulled up. I mean, drunk. We know we ain't supposed to be drinking. Man, but drunk as shit. I mean, 2 a.m, there was drinks in between the balls. Keep like, why they pulling us over? That's wrong. Come on.
He real cool under pressure.
I like that. He was mad relaxed and shit. We the totally opposite of the I mean, this is dumb drunk,
talk,
too.
Talking to officer with the same drunk breath. Like, officer, come on, man.
Look, man, we right around the corner.
We had a couple drinks, but we live right there.
I mean, you really want to spend your evening with the paperwork, baby? I mean, I don't like paperwork. You don't like. You need, a drink.
You're
I mean,
almost off, too. I know you're almost off, baby.
Just cool. Cool as can be and shit. But when the shit get down, when shit start popping, don't say nothing out of pocket to Dame. And it's usually some weird ass chick that just want to test it.
It's always unprovoked, too.
Yeah,
it's,
that's true. I give him
that. I always be bugging out when somebody never, doing it. Like, why are you fucking with that motherfucker? All of us?
Yeah. Never poke the bear. He never, Dame don't never go looking for trouble.
Maybe you start thinking, like, yeah, that dude's on this motherfucker. Like,
but when it's on, the gloves come off. The oo-wop. You up in with the six shooter. Pack,
I be watching the motherfucking temperature rising. Like, this motherfucking chick with the shit.
Temperature rising.
Oh, this dude, but whoever's talking about it, shut the fuck up. It's going. He's warning them, like, yo.
And another thing. Another thing with Weef, he always want to talk you off the ledge with that cool joke. You know how when you want to wild out, keep coming around that old reasonable. Yo, man, don't do that.
That's just him.
Yeah, but yeah, let him start some shit. He choke your gums.
He want headbutt a motherfucker.
Yeah, he crazy.
Well, we all have our limits, right?
I mean, real shit. Keep choke the dude. And there was about 7 of us trying to hold his. He only had one death grip on the dude.
Over 62 cents.
That's a lot. But we'll go on with that.
I think it was 68 cents, to be honest.
It was less than a dollar.
Yeah, you did. You choked dude for under a dollar. You were over that.
I was just trying to tell him that wasn't his change. It wasn't 68 cents, but still.
It was principle of humanity, huh?
It wasn't worth getting choked out of. I realize that after the fact. This shit, like, damn, I should have just gave
him. It was funny because I don't
shit the whole thing. As he was choking him, he was like, "I'm stronger than you, Keith."
And then, hey, that ain't even funny.
It didn't come out that clear. Like,
yeah, when it was all said and done, he still had the handprint on his neck. And he trying to talk, and his voice was going, like, yo, let me holler at you, Keith. I mean, we like, yo, dude, go that way, man. He already steaming this shit. Yo, he going to finish you off, bro. He already foaming at the mouth. No, let me holler at you, Keith.
Only thing he could have said to him was Chico's Barge.
Word. Should have put out some fucking Drew Hill. He would have been all right.
That dragon come out. That's your ass, goddamn. Ooh-wee. But, we was cool drugs, man. I like the thing, and I ain't even bragging on it, but we was cool drunk. So wasn't the asshole drunk to get the boogie and dancing, had the smooth ass conversation coming at you, cool ass brothers and shit. I mean, come on, you know what I mean? Nobody knows.
I like, you know, that.
I'm just saying. What else is going on around there? Because I ain't gonna be talking about the Trump things. What you got about that? What you talking about, Dave? What you got? What you got on? Oh, they got a quarter. I think I want a quarter.
We got some fries today.
You got some fries?
Oh, word.
Oh, this is okay.
I got the fries from McDonald's, right?
The best fries ever created.
I don't know. I told you.
No. Wendy's. The best fries ever created. Wendy's.
Wendy's, man.
God dang. That's what you said? That's the fight?
Carl's Jr. Chris Cut.
That's fight?
I'm sorry, they didn't cut your knowledge. I digress.
That's fucking Floyd Mayweather versus Ricky Hatton.
Anyway, as I'm in the drive thru, I'm like, yo, it's mad motherfuckers at McDonald's. Like,
yeah,
like people been saying that shit been fake meat forever.
I mean, they been getting thrashed through the water forever, right?
Forever.
And it's
all to the point now. The sign says 100% real beef.
It's not.
So what was it before?
No, I'm saying if it's 100% now, what was
it's
it
75%.
Then?
75%.
But people eat that shit like the fries is banging. You know, never, because I'll make some match. I'll go get a fucking ultimate cheeseburger and then go get some McDonald's.
But it's a billion people serve.
What the shit they be showing? They be showing a fucking full value meal. And they leave that shit on the table for like a year. And you come back and the shit is still in the same form. Everything.
Oh, we do shit. I mean, come on, man.
Yo, that shit is amazing.
The McRib. What is the McRib made of? What is that shit?
McBullshit.
Yeah. How you gonna have a boneless slab of ribs?
That ain't even rib, though. That shit is. What is that shit?
That shit is a
meat and meat byproducts like elbow,
yeah, that's
elbow.
Guts and beaks and all that kind of
stuff. And they see the trick ass. Back for a limited time, motherfucker.
Yeah, you black son bitches. We got it back for you for 2 weeks. Come on and get it. You know what I mean? I'm like, come on.
Come fuck your asshole up.
Yeah, if you ain't shit hard enough, come on and get this back.
If you having a problem shitting.
But with that being said, sometimes you eat that shit. You know
it's I have never up. To this day fucked with the McRib.
No, not the McRib. I'm saying something, some kind of meat from McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, every once in a while, you get a wild hair, you're starving and shit. I'm giving my kids a fucking Happy Meal. I'm like, I don't want to do this. I know I shouldn't do this,
no,
but
it broke my
I'm
heart,
so
man.
Hungry. I only got like 5 minutes to eat a meal, eat one of them shits. You know what? It's delicious.
Mean, but the really, I mean, the Big Mac ain't even Big Mac.
I never liked the Big Mac.
It's not even
it
Big
nothing
Mac.
Ain't but like a cheeseburger on big ass bread.
Yeah, it's just what I'm saying. It's a medium Mac now. It's not even big.
It wasn't even big back then.
On the it was kind of big. It was big.
It was never big.
It was always a lot of bread.
If you Google, you can see the comparisons of what it was.
Oh, yeah. We could have everything. Chips, fucking a Snicker bar and shit.
No question.
On the side note, RIP to my man, Big Mace. He used to go there and make special orders.
God rest the dead, Big Mace. Yo, tell him, Dan, how I made you do all that shit.
He'd be like, yo, I want the Big Mac, but I want the cheeseburger bun.
He really would.
Then he'd be like, and I want the bacon.
With the bacon? And put some mustard on it.
Put some mustard on it and cut it in fourths.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because you like, know, you're getting freshness.
Brother, we'd be shocked. What? Then we'd be double shocked when it come back just like he ordered that shit. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? You can have it. I guess every place you can have it.
I do that sometimes. I go there and I order unsalted fries. And they gotta,
get a fresh batch. That's all. That
no,
that's
sometimes cool. You don't get a fresh batch, but if you do the unsalted, they gotta give you a fresh batch.
That's then like, I can salt. That's a fresh batch because you say you want them unsalted. Then they gotta cook the shit up.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I would do that.
I like touching when you put your unsalted on this shit.
Yeah. You do that. That's some a tip for y'all, but don't.
Yo, that's a hot tip right there.
You go there and you want fresh fries. Say I want them unsalted. They gotta change the whole game.
Only motherfuckers that's over 45 would even know something like that.
Proud to say that, goddamn it. Proud to say that.
Establishment, they'll do that.
Yeah, proud to say that shit. Give me
whatever happened to the cool glasses they used to have at fucking McDonald's and shit. You get a hot ass glass and shit.
Oh yeah, like the movie glasses, Star Wars glasses. You know what I'm saying? The whole collection of them shit.
That shit's dope and shit.
Now what happened to the fucking fry guys?
What happened to the crew and shit? What happened to McDonald's and Grimace? Grimace and Hamburglar and motherfuckers.
I said Mac Burglar. What was
the Hamburglar?
No, that's the pimp version.
I said Mac Burglar.
Yeah, Mac Burglar, all of shit. I said it's
back in the '70s, dog. He had fucking platforms.
I said that shit with confidence. It's too like Mac Burglar.
The Mac Burglar, they got a perm and shit.
Yeah, the Mac Burglar was the only nigga in disguise. Too.
Word. You, with them fries, baby. Giving them fries.
Yo, what's the fries, baby? This ain't no cow meat.
Where that Mac Rib, baby? Give me that Mac Rib. I want that Mac Rib, baby.
What is some magic?
Well, here we go.
Yeah, I like that.
Yo, who gave that question, Keith? Guilty pleasure question.
Oh, yeah.
Shout him out.
Tell him what's up, Keith. Tell him what's good.
Guilty pleasure question, huh?
You said it was something
look
about
at you.
What show you like or what song you like.
Come on. Oh, where?
Show love to.
I remember.
Okay, baby.
We're going to drop a question that was given to us by one of our fans. We had a little contest.
Mm.
You know, we had three winners, man. Yo, everybody came up with a lot of good stuff. Some people came up with some real suspect shit, too.
They were weirdo. Yeah.
Another time. Yeah, anyway, we'll get back to that.
No doubt.
Sarah Balthazar gave us a good one.
Okay. What you got?
What song, movie, or sitcom or show that you love, but you're embarrassed to say that you love?
Oh, shit. Ooh. I'll jump in this ring real quick. So, the song that I'm embarrassed to say I like, I don't even... What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. I like that shit.
It
do something to me. I hear it in the club. It makes me want to go out. It makes me want
to
be in the club.
Do you go? First of all, what club do you go to where they play that shit?
Oh, man. There used to be a lot. Yeah. Come on. I used to go down to PB and shit. They used to play that shit all the time. You act like there was a bunch of hip-hop clubs and shit.
We'll give it to you. I used to be with you most of them clubs. I don't remember.
Was this the question that was asked to me?
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
I just said I was embarrassed about this shit. Now you're
going to put me in the... I mean, more embarrassed when I tell you where I heard that shit at.
And a movie that I'm embarrassed to say I like and shit. Damn. I don't know. There's a shitload of them down there.
It's a shitload of movies.
I mean, goddamn.
I don't
want to share
that.
Shit, I was embarrassed to like Punky Brewster and shit.
Oh, yeah.
No, all the 80s sitcoms was dope.
That shit was kind of...
Yeah, you had no choice but to watch some shit.
But that shit was kind of corny.
There wasn't no cable
then. That
shit was
corny. I agree.
That shit was kind of corny and shit.
I used to like Jack Tripper and the Regal Beagle and all that shit.
That was worthy shit.
All right. Gilligan's Island and shit.
You know what I like?
What you like?
On the Low.
On the Low.
Is that Mike and Molly shit.
Oh,
I like that shit too.
Oh, big dancing motherfucker.
I like that shit too.
Come on, late at night, back to back.
Know what I like, man? Is Suspect as Hell, Story of Us, man. You ever seen that?
Yo, man, it's like
that
old
shit.
That is some
tear-jerking shit.
Huh?
That's good. That ain't no...
That's some old sad jerking shit.
It'll get you in the heart, man.
It is.
Hit you in your heartstrings and shit.
Something just hit me in my heartstrings.
Oh, my goodness. Terms of Endearment.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Bridges of Madison County. I won't tell nobody openly.
I watched that goofy shit.
That ain't goofy. That's good shit. Yeah, Meryl Streep is sexy in that movie too. I love
Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep. That's back in the day, boy.
She ain't never been sexy.
She ain't never been sexy.
Are you out of your mind? Meryl Streep. She's sexy. You ain't watch
that other chick from Mixed Risky Business. That blonde chick. She was sexy.
Oh, Dee Monet. Yeah. Hand that rocked the cradle.
Yeah, that rocked the cradle chick.
What fucking song or group I like on the Low?
What you like on the Low?
Y'all might not even know this shit.
I'm gonna know it.
Mumford and Sons.
I don't know that shit.
Yeah, that shit is like some English folk.
That embarrasses you? You be afraid to tell somebody that shit though?
That's how I was with a bunch of white people.
I'll tell you what I like. What's that one song? Shook me all night long.
Yo,
that shit used to come on before the slow jam,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but we talking about now.
Now.
Oh, wow.
Actually, Alexa just played it for me last night.
He said, I just came out.
Actually, I just heard that.
He was rocking that before I came in. Yeah, so that's, yeah, okay. He's still... But that's a good one. I like that one, though. That's some good shit.
Yo, I've been liking some of that Justin Bieber shit, too. I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Wow.
Yo, I like some Justin Bieber, too.
Peaches in Georgia?
I like my peaches out in Georgia.
I like him in that Essence song that he got with the Wiz Kid. That song was popping.
What?
Yeah. I don't like the fact that I like that shit.
I don't like it at all.
Not one bit.
Oh my god.
Not one bit.
Hence the question. Right.
I don't like. Oh yeah.
I mean, embarrassed. You got any movies you like that just drive you crazy?
I got a bunch. Let me think.
Off my head. Not off the top.
No?
Not off the top.
Movies that just
I'm
just
sure done. There's a shitload of them, but not off the top.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll come back to it. I mean, you got something off the top?
Not off the top, but great I know job. I got a bunch. When I'm driving home tonight, and I'm saying, like, gosh, yeah, I should have told him about that shit. That's a great movie.
Yeah. embarrassed to say something.
I'm telling y'all, the original Wizard of Oz, nigga.
You like that shit?
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like that shit.
I ain't like none of that.
You ain't like it because you saw the Wiz afterwards. In the beginning, you like that. Day, everybody like that. You had a Cowardly Lion costume, damn.
I want to say I seen the Wiz first.
You seen the Wiz? No, you don't remember seeing the Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
But shout out to Dorothy and Toto, man. They playing y'all out, man. Original Dorothy.
Only know one motherfucker named Dorothy in this world. That's my aunt. That's it.
I didn't like the Wizard of Oz.
I've never met anybody else named Dorothy.
Well, I can contest to that.
I didn't like the Wizard of Oz, real.
I did have one country ass boss when I was like right out of high school. Her name was Dorothy, too.
Okay.
Oh, Dorothy.
Yeah, that's an old ass name. You gotta be at least born in the 50s.
There was a country song. You just reminded me of a country song. All My Exes Live in Texas.
He said he can't go back. He said recent shit.
Right now, my man.
Yeah, that's all. I'm sorry. Damn, I ain't got no right now.
That's what you say. I don't have no right now.
You say I got it right now.
You ain't the boss of me? I'm going back. Because that's all I do. I go way back. But right now, I can't think of shit.
Cause you ain't got nothing, brother.
What? I got shit. You shit.
Yeah, you got shit.
I got John Blaze shit.
It's my fourth album, yo.
My fourth album, B.
Yo,
I don't mind no movies. That's the Mike and Molly.
Mike and Molly.
Blue Adventures of Old Christine and Mom. Shit is white as hell,
right? White as hell.
That Late Nigga Night, man. That's all that be on.
Late Nigga Night. That Friends. I be catching myself watching some Friends.
Yo, I hate Friends.
That's some bullshit too, right? While I'm watching it, I can't believe I'm watching that shit.
I'll eat that. I'll eat that because Friends. I'll be like,
I can't believe I'm watching it.
I will get caught up in it. Why am I watching this shit?
I'm embarrassed.
I'll give you that one, Keith.
Friends is like MASH to me, kid. Like I hate that shit.
You hate that shit?
I love MASH.
You fucking weird to me, bro. Weird as shit.
Man, not weird is overrated.
I mean, dead ass, man. I'm just like, yo.
MASH, Dorothy, and Drew Hill don't go
together.
What? I'm well rounded, like, man.
Hold on, wait.
Y'all know me, man. I'm just gonna give y'all a little. Bring y'all this to my back in the day life.
Oh,
back in the day life, I might have a ex gang banging chick, and I might have a corporate chick. that's like 10 years older than me. I'm not wilding, man. You know I used to get down, man. Stop playing.
What's that got
to
do with
me? I'm well wilded.
Yeah, I do it like Elmer Fudd. I'm well wilded, you wascally wabbits.
What's that got to do with MASH, though, fam?
I'm well wilded.
What is that? What do you like about MASH, though, my nigga?
Yeah,
what do you like about MASH? Vietnam, these motherfuckers, the doctors and the nurses, and they take care of motherfuckers, and they make jokes about this shit.
I ain't like
they make, they making light of this fucking terrible situation and shit.
There's no black people on the show.
There ain't no black people on most shows back in the 80s.
That's true.
Realistic. Two, they had a cross-dressing sniper over there.
That was dope. They was ahead of their time. Nah. Look where we at now.
Three, nobody was trying to get no ass on the show.
Nah, your man was a dumb pimp on the show. He's bugging. You ain't watching nothing of this shit. One dude was a mad pimp.
So? Why would he watch that? Why would he watch that week?
But you can watch the Bridges of Madison place.
That and Madison County. They both were 20.
He made a whole new movie right there. I'm like, what?
That's the part two.
The Bridges of the Brooklyn Bridge.
The Matches of Brooklyn.
The Bitches from Queens Bridge.
Nah, that shit was wacky.
Yeah, come on, Keith. Give it up.
Don't judge me.
All right, well, take us home, brother.
Is it over? That's about to say, Your Honor.
Nah, we over.
This whole shit is over.
This whole shit is out of order. My peoples.
Oh, my goodness. Matthew.
Thank y'all for continuing to rock with us, man. Man, we heading to the our first year. Our anniversary about to kick in this motherfucker, man. And we loving that y'all rocking with us. Mm. Please continue to subscribe, like, comment on our YouTube page.
Sorry.
Please.
Hit the wrong button.
Continue to keep our Facebook page growing.
Definitely.
Instagram, please.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans kicking people on the ass for the low, low fee.
And watch MASH.
As always, if you got any kind of merchandise, gear, hats, shirts, ankle bracelets, whatever.
3XL.
Fake Chuck jewelry. Yo, hit us on our DM. We'd love to rock it, but shout out your name. But keep it rocking. Once again, shout out to Sarah Baltazar for the good topic for us.
Word. And
T-shirt coming your way. And by the way, Mixed Company Podcast T-shirts blowing the fuck up made by the legendary Cilio Skills.
Bam.
Hit us on the DM if you want them. They coming. We blowing. Big things to come in 2022. We see you when we see you.
Bam. And that's the truth, Ruth.
We know you could be doing a lot of things with your 30 minutes. We appreciate you rocking with us. Please keep following us on social media.
Come on.
Facebook, Mixed Nuts, Mixed Nut Company. That's M-I-X-X-N-U-T-T Company. Please continue to like, subscribe, and follow us on Yahoo. We love y'all. Keep rocking with us. Mixed Nuts.